This meeting is being recorded.
Okay, welcome back to everybody. The Shabbos, everyone spent the entire Shabbos thinking about the Kasha. I assume everyone was thinking about the Kasha. Let's just recap for a minute what the Kasha was. So the Ran had an entire theory about the necessity for the mitzvah midrabban of b'digas chometz. It's rooted in the fact that Shema le'yavata b'lev sholem. We're afraid that the person may not really mean what he's thinking. If we're just going to let him do a bitul chametz, so that will work, assuming that it's authentic. But there's a chance out there that it may not be as serious as we would have expected. Shemalei v'alta b'lev shalom. So the Ran is very clear that this was working with the premise that bitul is b'machshav, is b'lev. If bitul is b'dibor, then it sounds like, obviously, it's going to work, because dvarim shalev ein dvarim. So if we're really going to make him say the words, if the halacha would have insisted that he says the words of bitul, then there wouldn't have been any concern. So we turned around and around at the end of the shiur on Thursday, and we're left hanging with the following kasha. If Chazal didn't want to rely on bitul b'machshav, I understand, but why do they have to jump to be misakin b'digas chametz? Why weren't they simply misakin that you should be mevatel b'peh? It would have been so much easier, it would have saved us so much more time on Erev Pesach. Why the need to be b'edi chametz? Simply be mevatel b'peh. That would have solved the world's problems. And we would have hid behind Devarim Shebalei Veinim Devarim. That was the kasha. So Rabbi says, I think the answer to this kasha lies in a chiddush of the Achiezer, Reb Chaim Eizer, that appears in a tshuva, a very famous tshuva of Achiezer, in terms of Hilchos Geirus. Not going to learn Hilchos Geirus right now. We'll just try to extract the nekuda that's relevant for us. Reb Chaim Eizer is discussing a phenomenon of Hilchos Geirus, a very real shah of Hilchos Geirus. There is a din that a ger has to be makabel mitzvahs. He has to accept upon himself he's going to do Torah mitzvahs. If not, the ger is bottle of mevutel. So the shayla is as follows. A ger comes and he tells us b'peh that he's makabel mitzvahs. But it's not true. In his heart of hearts, he's stuck on not makabel the mitzvahs. What would you say about that gerus? Would you say that's called a valid kabbalah's mitzvahs in halacha and the gerus can be accepted? Or should I take into account what each person is thinking? So with Pashas HaDvarim, we should apply the rule of Dvarim Shibalei Veinam Dvarim. The same way in Kedushin of Memtes, we ignore that the person was planning on moving to Eretz Yisrael, and that cannot be done, that cannot be used to invalidate a Mechira that was expressed B'peh. Dvarim Shibalei Veinam Dvarim, to quote the Rashba, Listar Dvarim Shibalei. The same should be true when it comes to Geirus. We should ignore what the person had in his heart and soul and just follow what his diba was. Devarim shavleivin and devarim. So the emes lamita is Ramayshat kapaskin dozer. Ramayshat writes this way in the tshuva that devarim shavleivin and devarim nuchas Geirus as well. The only thing is Ramayshat says, if you have what's called devarim shavleiv of leiv kolodim, remember, didn't we just talk about that the other day? If you have something that's called the rumda and the buch, it's clear from context that that is what the person was thinking, then all bets are off. Then devarim shavleiv leiv kolodim are considered to be devarim. That's Rav Moshe's famous psak, that if a person comes to be Megayer and they say, yes, Rabbi, I'm very serious, I'm going to keep Shabbos and Kashrus and Tas Mishpach and put on Tfun over there. Yeah, the works. Come on. Moshe Leitz on us. We know the guy's lying to us. How do we know? He's trying to marry a Jewish girl who herself doesn't keep Shabbos, who herself doesn't keep Kashrus, who herself couldn't kill us. So the non-Jew is going to become frumer than the Jewish spouse. Of course he's joking. Of course he's telling us Zibba B'maitza. Said Rav Moshe, that's not called Kabbalah. It's that Dvarim Shebalei Libra Leiv Kolodim. But in Tumtzilam, you wouldn't have that scenario if it would really truly qualify as a Dvarim Shebalev. So Zokt Rav Moshe, Dvarim Shebalev Eidim Dvarim Yivinuchas Geirus. So Chaim Eizen disagreed. Chaim Eizen was before Rav Moshe. Chaim Eizen disagreed. They were contemporaries, but Chaim Eizen was older. Chaim Eizen writes in the Tshuva, B'men Dvarim Amurim, we could talk about Dvarim Shebalev, Einam Dvarim. That's when you're not talking about a chalais that is rooted belave. When something is totally belave, the whole essence is belave, you're doing double talk. Dvarim Shebalev, Einam Dvarim. Kabbalah's mitzvah, Zoktim Chaim Eizer, is a kiyum Shebalev. It's to show to the person's authentic, the genuine commitment to Torah mitzvahs. The emes of Kabbalah mitzvahs is belave. We as a base that have to hear him say the words, otherwise we can't read his heart. But the etzem of Kabbalah mitzvahs is the key of belave. It's like mashal about davar. It's like tshuva. The Rambam writes that you have to be mitzvahs at dvarim bepeh. The Rambam beginning with tshuva. You can't just be have tshuva in your heart. You have to say it in the words. The mice, you have to express it with words, but the etzim tshuva is a kim shebelev. Says Reb Chaim Meitzer, the dvarim shebelev, enim dvarim means when I'm selling a field. So selling a field, there's a mice mechira, there's a shtar, there's a kinyan that's done. So then you can people dvarim shebelev, enim dvarim. But when it comes to Kabbalah Samitzvah of Geirus, what do you mean dvarim shebelev, enim dvarim? The etzim Kabbalah Samitzvah is a dvarim shebelev. So according to that, you say from Chaim Meizer, again, Rav Moshe didn't buy into that. According to that, you say from Chaim Meizer, so perhaps we can understand, we can answer the question according to the Rav. Once you tell me that the Ikra Din Bittul doesn't need Peh, what you're basically saying is that Bittul is a Kiyum Shebelev. And once you're telling me that Bittul is a Kiyum Shebelev, you can't turn around now and say, well, we'll do Peh, and will ignore what happens in his life. You can't do that. That's cheating. You can't pull out of your hat Dvarim Shebelev and Dvarim when you like Gemara Kedusha Bem Tesh, pull it out for good luck. No, Dvarim Shebelev and Dvarim means when the Etzem HaChalais is not Belev. But when the Etzem HaChalais is Belev, what's for Dvarim Shebelev and Dvarim? Avada Dvarim Shebelev or Dvarim. The whole Etzem HaChalais is B'machshava. And therefore you have no right to hide behind Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim. And therefore, it would not have sufficed to simply make a takona to be mevata b'peh. Because at the end of the day, mevata b'peh from today till tomorrow, if the guy really doesn't mean it, is garnished. No pun intended, but his bitl is botl mevutl, l'shor v'lokayim. So therefore, according to the Ran, we have to go up with a much more efficient solution to this problem. And the only efficient solution we can come up with is to actually insist on doing bedika. Do bedika, bedika, bedika beer. There's no chometz. So again, in the perfect world of Deir Isis, back in the good old days of the Midbar, when people were genuine, they were authentic, they really meant what they were thinking, Bittul's Belev is good enough, good to go. But Deir Isis, Bittul B'Yamasagi. But Lamaisa, we can't tolerate that. We can't sanction that because it's too risky, too dangerous. Shevelev Atbelev Shalom, and there is no other solution to us short of actually doing a real bona fide Maisa B'Dik in a beer. And that's how our Mishnah begins.
So,
yeah.
How would Ramosha explain that? I mean, according to him,
Ramosha, what did Ramosha say? I don't know. Ramosha wasn't talking about this topic. Ramosha was talking about Geirus. I don't know. Ramosha didn't buy into this far. I'm not sure. I don't know what the answer would be. Yeah.
Doesn't that undermine the whole premise of that if you're doing a Bittul B'Peh, it can completely work? Because it's all like a shash?
Well, if you do Bittul B'Peh, even according to Iran, it may not be effective because if in your heart and soul you're not really serious about it, it's not going to work. And you can't hide behind Dvarim Shebelev and Dvarim because the whole Bittul is basically a Kiyum Shebelev. Yeah.
Can you look at a similar argument with Bedika? Like if you're not serious about it and you're not having a full das when you're doing it, you might not also.
Well, Bedika, you don't have to have either you're going to do Bedika or you're not going to do Bedika. Either, you know, if a guy's cheating and he's not doing real Bedika, he's just walking around with a little flashlight, you don't tell anybody. You know, okay, so he's not doing mitzvahs. If a guy doesn't come to shul and listen to the shofar, he's also not doing mitzvahs. Doesn't pay attention to Mekiras and Megillah, he's also not doing mitzvahs. We can't help everybody who's not doing mitzvahs. But we can set up a system that can theoretically work. So if you go through the ma'aseh and you do it properly, you're going to be a bittul. It's impossible to legislate that because everything is totally b'lev ha'adam and ma'aseh, people's hearts are not always into things. So Rabbi Sain, we've been almost a week into this man. And we still only learned the first Rashi. Kadesh lo yava by Rav Motzei. We didn't get anywhere near Tesis yet. Maybe today as the Shia goes on. But according to Rashi, Kadesh lo yava by Rav Motzei. And the problem was, what do you mean Kadesh lo yava? You did Bittul, obviously. But he took Shivatel. So what's the Kadesh lo yava? So the Ram gave us his approach. It all revolves around Shemel Yavata B'Liv Shom. The Perish of Mishnayis of the Bar Tanura. It's called the Rav, Ravajim Ivatanura. Somebody told me once that they years ago, they came to, they were getting ready to come to Marsha Kol, to the high school Kol. And Rabbi Kohn had told them, everyone has to bring the Mishnayos from a certain Masechta with the Perish HaRav. So the guy had no idea who the Rav was. He had no idea what the Bartunur was, but he knew the Rav was Rabbi Soloveitchik. So he went to the Sfarim store, and he asked around, he needs a Mishnayos with Rabbi Soloveitchik's commentary on it. The guy in the Eichlas thought he was crazy. He said, no, I'm telling you, my Rebbe told me I need Rabbi Soloveitchik's Perish HaMishnayos because there's no such thing, it doesn't exist. And he found out the Rav was the Rav with an Ayin, Rabbi Vajim Bartunur. So the Perish HaMishnayos of the Bartanura, he has his own twist as to why Chazal Mesachim Dikas Chometz, according to Rashi, and why it is ultimately Kadesh L'Yav by Rabbi Motze. Zokta Bartanura, that you put on the Mermekan, Zokta Bartanura, Shema Yachso Mibituloi, that the person may be serious on Erev Pesach, and he really, really psyched up to be Vatlas Chometz, but when the third day Chol HaMoed rolls around and he's sick and tired of eating Kosher Pesach pizza, and he remembers that he's got tachet, there's a frozen pie stuffed away somewhere, for that one fleeting moment Shabiyachsa would be too loy, and he's going to think that maybe, you know what, maybe it's not such afadiyara, maybe the Pesach pizza is more afadiyara than the Chobestika pizza. He wants that pizza. And for that one moment that he starts to question his bitol, he is chayzim ibituloi. And with being chayzim bitulo, he's in a big pickle because he's now in violation of Natayr by Rabbi Matzi. Because his bitl just became this batil. So it's similar to the Ran that we're able to undermine bitl, but from a different angle, different vantage point. According to the Ran, we're undermining the bitl mitchilosoi. According to the Batanura, we're not undermining mitchilosoi, we're undermining it b'sayfoi. We're something can happen later on that can throw into question the authenticity of his bitl, mikan lahava. How do we understand Shemiyachs? What kind of thing is that Shemiyachs and Bitulai? If I sell you a car, Shemiyachs and Mechirosai? If I'm asking something, Shemiyachs and Hefkerai? So the answer is no, it's not Hefker. Nothing really happened. There was no chalois of a Mechira that occurred. It was simply a mindset of, I'm thinking that it's Boto. My mindset is easy to come, easy to go. So it's Ka'ein the Sheet of Saran, albeit with a little bit of a twist. But it's another beer as to why Bedikas Chometz is necessary. Kadesh L'Yav by Rabbi Matzah. It's too risky to rely on Bittul. Shemiyachs would be too late. So Rabbi Sai, we have two different approaches all within Shitas Rashi to explain why Chazal were bothered, why they were so concerned, and they insisted on doing Bedikas Chometz. But although they're different, the Ran and the Bartanura, the common denominator is they're both presupposing that Bittul is b'machshava. If Bittul would be B'dibur, like remember the Yeshayim in the round of the second bracha, Bittul would be B'dibur, L'chayre, neither of these concerns should pose a problem. Because, as we explained according to the Ran, if Bittul would have been B'dibur, that would have been great. If Bittul would have been B'dibur, it would have been kind of hard that you should be Mavatli a Bittul just a Machshav alone. So it's clear that both the Ran and the Bartanura are assuming that Bittul is B'machshav. If Bittul would actually be required B'dibur, then the whole Rashi breaks down. There's no reason in the world to explain why Bidik has anything at all to do with Bidik's Chon, with Rabbi Motze. Im Tim Tzalema would have lived in a world of Bittul being Bidibor, everything would have been hunky-dory, nothing would have gone wrong, there would have been no need to do anything else to get around by Rabbi Motze. Until we come to the world of the Tesis of Bein Paris and last of the Mamikamis, we have to come to what famous city? Because of Ben Yechiel. Where did Ben Yechiel live? Anyone know?
Paris,
back in the 1100s, okay? So, well, I can't tell you what they're doing in the French courts in the Knights of Shining Armor in France, back in the 1100s. I can tell you what Rabbi Yechiel was doing. He was writing a Tosfos, and he was addressing this very question. Rabbi Yechiel, intended in my Mekayim, says, Rabbi Yechiel, Pirish Hachi, the Lahachi Echmir Becham, Atzvich Bedika and Bittul, Bishum Deraisa Tzarech Bittul, Kdei Shalyav Vaira, Took to Ben Yechiel a whole new angle, a whole new dimension to Shitas Rashi. Says to Ben Yechiel, Bittul is gewaldig. Nothing can go wrong with Bittul. There's nothing to worry about. Nothing to worry about, neither mitam, shall be about to believe Shalom. nothing to worry about. You know why there's nothing to worry about, Zakir Ben Yechiel? Because how is Bittul performed? With part of your body? Not here. Not here. Here. With your mouth. Bittul is Bepeh. Bittul is Bedibor. Sounds familiar to Yeshayim's and Rams? Bittul is Bedibor. And therefore nothing could go wrong. So if nothing could go wrong, why did Chazal waste that time having us under the beds with flashlights for? The answer is Chazal were worried about the following. Not that you're going to do an inefficient Bittul. Not that you're going to retract from your Bittul. What's going to happen? You're going to forget to Bittul altogether. You're too busy. You're packing up your bags. You're leaving out to trip tomorrow. You know, or you're sitting and learning the sugyas of Korban Pesach. You know, Rangatun and the sugyas of Tashbih. You're going to forget to do Bittul Chometz. Because Bittul is such a little chick-chack thing. It's a two-second thing. You may forget. Bedika. Who's going to forget to do Bedika? Bedika, come on. The kids are all set. They've already put out a piece of challah from Purim time already. They got the candles ready. Everyone's got the feathers and the wooden spoons. It's a big to-do. It's a whole sipur. It's a whole show. Who's going to forget to do a seven-hour Bedikas Chometz? So therefore, although in HaTorah, Bittul is efficient, but Bittul is too risky, it's too dangerous, because psychologically a person may forget. So it's a whole new twist to what the Chir Bedikah was. So Bein Lefir Ran, Bein Lefir Batinu, Bein Lefir Bein Parasit, Bein Yechiel, this is all B'das Rashi. This is not Tosfos speaking Bechlal, that Tosfos is coming up in about a minute. This is all the continuation and the culmination of Shittas Rashi, that Bedikah was instituted in order to enable you, to ensure you're not violated by Rabbi Motzi. What do I need Bedikah for? I already solved by Rabbi Motzi long ago with Bittul. Either Shem Levat Ablev Sholem, Shem Yachzim Bituloi, or Shem Yishach Lagabri. And then Afkamina, between the first two approaches and the third approaches, the first two approaches are assuming Bittul is B'machshava. The third is assuming Bittul is prepared, there's still a problem, Shem Yishkach. And again, everything that we spoke about throughout the last 3 days about should Bittul be B'machshava? Should it be prepared? Do you say Dvam Shevelev? Not back and forth, all the terrors that we worked out to lead us to this point. So we have three basic lahalchim, Shittas Rashi. You see him in the first sugya for this man. And now, Rabbi Yisai, don't get too complacent. Yeah, we'll keep the recording going. Yeah. Otherwise, it's not fair. It's cheating on the statistics. Yeah, it's okay. What's the minute? We usually make a new one for a new sugya?
Yeah.
We don't? No, we don't. Okay. That's the minute. Got to follow me. Got to say to be a daini. Okay, for the new guys, it's very, very important. Guys, we haven't experienced yet the significance of the
recording has stopped.
Of the statistics are very important.